Also, Emerald, if you could possibly send over to Jordan the moderator phone call, I'd like for Jordan to call in on the moderator call because I want him to comment on a couple of things that we're going to talk about tonight. So welcome, everybody, to our special Monday night Send Out Cards call. This is Cody Bateman, the co-founder and CBO of Send Out Cards, Chief Visionary Officer. We are in full swing now of this whole new leadership movement, if you will. Last week, you were able to hear from our new CEO, Greg Breyers. It was really cool to have Jordan be able to interview him. And we did that intentionally because we wanted you all to get a chance to really, have one of our top leaders in the field be able to interview our new CEO, just so you could get some kind of hands-on interaction with him without me chiming in the whole time. So we kind of did that intentionally that way. Besides, I did a little CBO work last week. I actually went with my family. My daughter Whitney and her husband Todd, they have two children. They have Jagger, who is 6 years old, and Harlow, little Harlow, who's 3 years old. They got to go to Disney World. And they invited Jody and I to come, to go with them. So we had the opportunity last week, all week long, to spend the week at Disney World with our kids and our grandkids. And what a delight that was. It was interesting because I was at an event this morning that I'm going to talk about here in a second. But I was talking to some guests there at the event. Actually, some of our incredible Send Out Cards reps were there, and I was talking at the event. They were asking me about, the trip last week. And, I kind of mentioned to them, I said, it's interesting because we talk all the time about the important relationships, the most important relationships in life. We always talk about it. We talk about the importance of spending time, quality time with our families. Why do we do all the things we do? We, all of us do the things we do for our families. And it's very, very important that we spend quality and quantity time with our families. We talk about that all the time. All of us do. And we all know the importance of that relationship. And what we were talking about this morning with our Send Out Cards rep is how important it is to actually go and do it. So that's what I did last week. I actually took the time and went and spent the time with the most important relationships of all, and it was incredible. And yes, there were a million things to do. There's always a million things to do. We've been onboarding Greg as the new CEO, so I've had to do a lot of transition work with Greg to kind of get him up to speed on all of the different things of running the company, and that's been we've actually been working on that even a month prior to announcing him being the new CEO, and then we've been doing it ever since then, and we're kind of at the tail end of that now, where he's pretty much running 100% on his own at this point, doing the CEO stuff. So it's been pretty doing some heavy lifting that only I could do in the past, and I've already felt some enormous relief from that. He stepped right in and been able to do some heavy lifting CEO stuff that I've never had anybody to do before, other than myself. And so it's been really, really good. So last week was the first opportunity that I had to get away, and we did that with Jody and I and our kids and our grandkids had a wonderful view. To do that, I encourage you to take the time, and not just quality time. The quantity and quality time with your family, your loved ones, the most important relationships of all. And we got to practice what we preach. I can't get on the stage and say those things if I'm not doing them. So we're taking the time to do some of those things. It was interesting. One of the things I encourage all of you to do is get really used to airplane mode on your smartphone. Y'all know how to mode. So when I was in Florida and did airplane mode, and the phone was with me, but I hit airplane mode and we were present. We were there. You know, it's important to be present and be with whoever it is that you're with. And so we did that. There was only probably two occasions a day that I would switch it off of airplane mode, and it was just the time that I spent to actually dial in, see what was going on, see what I needed to help people out with or whatever. And once I was done with that, I turn it back on airplane mode again. I think it's important to do that. It's also important to do that in our business. You know, we're running our business. There comes a time when you need to prospect. There comes a time when you need to go call on people to invite them to listen to a presentation about send-out cards or to, you know, share the app with somebody or whatever. Time block those times. And when you do that, you know, airplane mode's a good thing. You know, you don't want the distractions when you're focusing in on key fundamental things that you should be doing. You know, prospecting is really important. You should always, always be prospecting and always be finding new people that you can share send out cards with. And when you do, that's a time block. That nothing interrupts that time block. Following up, you know, when it's time to follow up with people, click on the airplane mode so you're not interrupted by FaceTime, Facebook, Face, whatever. And click on the airplane mode and do your follow-up. And do your follow-up until your follow-up's done. These are simple yet really profound little tidbits to do every single day to build your business as well as to spend quality time with your family. I didn't plan on talking about that today, but that's kind of how the call started. So anyways, I want to jump into a couple of things that are coming up. Just same things to be expecting, and I'm gonna go into further detail on future Monday night calls. What I want to talk about is last week, Jordan had the chance to interview Greg, and Greg talked about key fundamental CEO kind of stuff. And we're gonna do that periodically. We'll bring Greg on periodically to do state of SOC and talk CEO stuff. Then I'm going to come on Monday night calls and talk CVO stuff, Chief Visionary Officer stuff. So I'm going to share a lot of vision. I'll be sharing with you things that I'm working on, you know, and things to look forward to in the future and things of that nature. So I'm going to start that tonight. I'm going to just share some CVO stuff tonight. Greg did CEO stuff last week. I'm going to do a little bit of CVO stuff tonight, and then I'll go into more detail next week. Some of the things that the CVO, Chief Visionary Officer, is working on, one of them is product development, and we're really, really excited about some product development that we're doing right now. In fact, I spend a lot of my time on that. I actually spend a lot of time on product development. We're constantly analyzing data, numbers. We're analyzing how our subscriptions work, how all of our package sales go, Elite and Elite Plus packages, how our $17, our $97, our $147s, how they're doing. Constantly getting feedback from our Eagle's Nest as well as feedback from many of you just on how things are going, the strong points, the weaker points, things like that. And we're working on those. The goal of product development always is to, number one, enhance product offering, and number two, make it easier. And that will be the goal throughout the year is product enhancement and simplicity. Now, there's new product introductions, too. So I guess it's threefold. So new product introductions. We're working on some stuff right now that's going to completely blow your mind. We're planning on some convention releases that are monumental. And we've talked about it on some of these previous calls where, you know, we went through a tough season last year in creating this new platform and moving everything to the new platform. And now that that's here, we have the ability to do some things, some really cool things that we never had the ability to do before. We're working on those, and you're going to see some introductions at convention new product introductions that tie into social media and things that'll just blow your mind. It's just fun, incredible stuff. So product, that's new product, enhancement of existing product, and simplicity of everything that we do. So those are things we're working on. And you'll see, you know, some of those changes as we go along. It's just to further enhance what we're doing at Send Out Cards. Exciting stuff. Another area that we're starting to get pretty serious about is our international expansion plan. Now, don't expect any announcements anytime soon, but you will get announcements. We are going into full force. I'm able now to really focus on an international expansion plan. I'm able to spend some time on that, which I'm doing. I've got some key mentors I'm working with that are kind of coaching me and helping me through the process of international expansion concepts and ideas, different countries to go to. We're looking into fulfillment services in different areas, lots and lots of stuff in that area as well. Sendogo. Sendogo is our CRM system. I'm working in conjunction with Super Dave Smith in the further development of our Sendogo product. And that's coming along really, really well. We're working on a daily basis with our IT department. And kudos to Dave Smith. I mean, he's doing most of the heavy lifting in the Sendogo product, working on a lot of beta test deals, and getting a lot of key information in that we're able to analyze. And he's really become an amazing expert in terms of CRM integration. It's really fun to watch that evolve, and so we're involved in that quite a bit. Another area is events. You know, we're really starting to focus a lot on events that are going to be productive and conducive to the Send Out Cards build plan. It's really important. We want to leverage what the marketplace wants from us, which is a turnkey premier relationship marketing system. We want to inspire them on what they need from us, which is a way to act on your promptings and reach out in kindness. And so we're all of our events, every event that we do is centered around those goals. Now, talk about quality time. Jody just went off to Costco. I think she's listening in. But the oven just went off, and I got to get stuff out of the oven. So hang on, everybody. Talk about making me, what do you call that, domesticized or domesticized or whatever that's called. I am actually getting something out of the oven. So hang on one second. Let me do that real quick. I can't hear anybody, but hopefully you're laughing with me or not at me. But I'm just pulling some corn on the cob out of the oven. If you've never done corn on the cob, baked it in your oven, try it. It's really good. So hang on one second. I got to figure out how to turn the timer off. Okay. I think that did it. Okay. So there we go. Let's go back to event. Just want to kind of recap real quick how our event schedule is set up. We have two areas we do events. The first area is Send Out Cards events, and then there's what we term relationship marketing specific events. Okay, so let's talk first about the relationship marketing events. We are introducing a new relationship marketing podcast at least once a week. We encourage you to go to the Resource Center and look up those podcasts, or just go anywhere that you would get a podcast, or go to CodyBateman.com and check out those podcasts, and then share those podcasts with people that are interested in Send Out Cards. Again, there's at least once a week a new podcast that's set up. There's like 10 or 11 of them out there now. They're also available on YouTube. So not only can you listen to podcasts, you could actually go on the YouTube channel and actually watch the podcast as well. So we just released one recently with Darla DeGrande that was absolutely incredible. You want to listen to that, and then lots of others. Relationship marketing tours. We announced the other day that we're going to start doing these relationship marketing tours in conjunction with Send Out Cards and B&I. And we just did one today. Today in Phoenix, Arizona. I got up at 4:15 this morning. caught a 6:30 a.m. flight, flew down to Phoenix, met Jordan at the airport, and we went to our first, for this year, our first relationship marketing tour there in Phoenix, hosted by Nate and Kelly Dominguez, who are big in the local B&I chapters down there, as well as sent out cards reps. About 180 people in attendance, lots and lots of guests that were not part of B&I or sent out cards. I had the opportunity to be the keynote speaker there and talk about relationship marketing things. We gave 40 of my books away and had an incredible experience. And what's cool about those events is the quality of people there. These are top-notch business professional people that are looking for our service. They're looking for ways to implement relationships in their marketing tactics. So you have a very exciting group by the time you get done. I don't know if Jordan got the chance to get on the operator side, but I want
to. Yeah, I'm here, Cody.
If you're there. Yeah, just.
Yeah, but I'm taking it. Well, yeah, but if you just hold on a minute, I got to take some shrimp out of the oven here. Just give me just a sec.
Sorry about that.
Anyway.
My gosh, it's crazy. But yeah, I just wanted you to kind of comment. I mean, I was speaking there today and you were there. This is unusual. You were actually there able to be a listener and to listen in. But just kind of help us, give us a recap on how I'm not 100% sure on how the day went. I think it went okay, but maybe you can share a little perspective with us.
Oh, it was fantastic. I actually, was setting an alarm clock for 3:30 in the morning as well. And, I met Cody at the airport. A couple things. One observation is I noticed that there were a couple of people that came up to you, Cody, and requested that you be on their internet radio shows, which creates exposure for all of us. But at the same time, I know you met a whole bunch of people, and I was watching this. I was observing it, people that you could easily invite onto your show that are huge fans of people that you've never even met that are huge fans of Send Out Cards and that have built – significant businesses using Send Out Cards. I mean, raving fans of it. And there were, as you mentioned, there were a lot of guests there. The purpose of this event, and this was the first one, we're going to be doing these throughout the course of the year, but the purpose is threefold. The first is to educate the attendees on the merits of strong relationship building. And Cody, you know, we'll be doing that together. Most of it will be done by Cody, but I'll have a small part in that. And then the second is to edify both organizations through endorsements offered by each of us. So, for example, we get up on stage and we give a really strong endorsement for BNI, Business Network International, because we see the benefits of BNI and how it's helped us as an organization, and vice versa. BNI gets up and they edify Send Out Cards and what it can do. And so we've got all these guests in the room and they get to really experience the two most powerful relationship building, referral generating systems in the world. And then the third is to encourage BNI applications and Send Out Cards enrollment. So Nate got up and he talked about you know, how to apply for BNI, and then when Cody was up there, he talked about how to enroll in Send Out Cards. And so that's really what the whole purpose of it is. Cody was generous enough to give away a whole bunch of books to the people there that did not have them. And so there were at least 40 guests there, because that's how many books you gave away. And it was only given to people that didn't have the book that were visitors or guests in the room. So it was phenomenal. I can't wait to do the next one. It's a super exciting opportunity for both organizations.
Thank you, Jordan. Yeah, it was really good. It was I'm really pleased with the format and how that's working out. We've got be watching our schedule of events, because those are starting to fill up now. I know we have three cities that they're working out the details on right now. We got Bozeman, Montana. We have Boston, Massachusetts. And we have Chicago, Illinois, are on the schedule. They don't have the exact dates yet, but they will in the next little while. And if you're interested in doing that, Jordan, who do they need to contact if they're interested in hosting one of these RM tours?
Well, it's going to be going through the director level of BNI so that we can make sure and have full city involvement. But if you have communication with a director, a BNI director in your area, have them contact Brooke. And then just have them just talk with your directors, your BNI directors, if you're in communication with them, and tell them you're interested in doing one of these and helping with it, and then have them get in touch with Brooke at corporate.
One of the things I really like about this format, Jordan just kind of spoke to it, is that it gives me an opportunity to promote BNI while I'm on the stage, and it's really powerful. There are a lot of people at the event today that were not part of either Send Out Cards or BNI. And to hear the Send Out Cards guy talk about BNI, it's a real powerful endorsement, and it's a great relationship builder between BNI and Send Out Cards, and they end up getting a lot of new membership from it. So again, you know, we are of the philosophy that I'm just there to serve. If I can benefit BNI as much as I possibly can, then the Send Out Cards thing will take care of itself. I mean, what you send out is what comes back. And so I really spend a lot of my presentation really is on the power of BNI. So, and I love doing that because I think it's really important, and it is a great relationship. We are we are the two best networking relationship building organizations for business people in the world today. BNI is a networking organization, and Send Out Cards as a relationship marketing tool. And people really do get that message, and it's a very strong way for us to leverage what the marketplace wants from us. So,
Hey, Cody.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to add one more thing that's very important. I don't want anyone to feel like you have to be part of BNI to participate in one of these. So anybody who's a Send Out Cards referral partner and your guests and visitors, this is a great opportunity for them to get exposed to some really great training, and vice versa. You know, somebody who's in BNI that's not part of Send Out Cards is certainly welcome to come. So this is open to everyone. It's a generic open event for anybody who's interested in growing a business.
Yep, absolutely. So there you have it. Those are the relationship marketing events, the podcast, the relationship marketing tours, the Relationship Marketing Grand Summit coming up in August. It's in conjunction with our convention, August 7th through the 10th. The Grand Summit's going to be a big deal because we're going to have a lot of big speakers there, big sales presenters, trainers, best-selling authors and speakers from around the world are going to actually be participating. We're actually going to start to highlight who some of those speakers are in the next 3 to 4 weeks on our websites and whatnot. So get excited for the Grand Summit coming up at Salt Lake City. And then we have our Send Out Cards specific events. And Jordan, I want you to speak to this too, because the one of the primary ongoing, soon to be weekly events going on is the Send Out Cards system trainings, which are going to be done both online as well as at live events. And we've done an online version. Jordan has done an online version of the Send Out Cards system training, and he's also done a live version of the Send Out Cards system training. And you're going to start seeing more and more of those. Be watching schedule of events where the Send Out Cards system training. And by the way, again, this is one of the greatest ways to expose the power of Send Out Cards to people. When people are able to go to a Send Out Cards system training, they see the vision of being involved with Send Out Cards, not only as a customer, but possibly even as a referral partner. Because at the end of the Send Out Cards system training, there's always a referral partner training that goes on too. Jordan, I know you've done a online version of the system training and a live version of the system training. So tell us a little bit about how that's going.
Actually, yeah. So, Cody, tonight's call that I'm going to be doing, the training call that I'm doing at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time, and it will be recorded if you can't make it. It's going to be a Zoom, and I'll Facebook Live it in the official group. I'm going to be going into this in depth and talking about, you know, I'm envisioning a map of the United States, Canada, Australia with little lights everywhere where we've got these system trainings going on. I did one. It was kind of a reflecting back on some of the things that we did in the early days when we were seeing, you know, some thousands of new referral partners signing up. And I envision that again, only this time I think it's going to be way more powerful with the system that we have today. And so what I would like to see is these things popping up everywhere, and I'm going to talk about tonight how we can make that happen as a team, and that way we can help each other. So, for example, if your team has somebody in Vegas that needs system training live, they want to connect with a group, there'll be an opportunity for them to do that, and vice versa, you'll have some things going on in your area. Whether it be a group of just a few people or a whole bunch of people, it really doesn't matter. But this is an opportunity to get around a table or in a room with your device, your smartphone or your computer, and actually dig into the system, send some cards. We've done one in Phoenix. We're going to do another one in Phoenix on February 20th, and then we're going to do one on the 12th of February in Vegas. So, and these are going to be going on all over the country, but you'll hear more about that tonight on the call.
Excellent, excellent. So make sure you tune in to Jordan's call at the 7:30 time, so that'll be really good to do that. So, yeah, Send Out Cards System Trainings, and then, of course, the Send Out Cards Promptings Academies. We're real excited about hosting the Promptings Academies again, and we've got a couple coming up. We have Houston, Texas, on March 22nd and 3rd. That's a Friday night and an all-day Saturday event. Houston on March 23rd is Saturday. Friday night is the 22nd. We're going to do a special event Friday night. This was actually requested by an idea that came from Callie Teagarden, senior executive and one of our amazing leaders in the field. She actually is part of her and Willie Diefenbach-Jones do an incredible job putting on these events in Houston. And they're doing a lot to put together the Houston Promptings Academy. And they requested that we do a Friday night, special Friday night event. And we haven't come up with a fancy name for it, but we'll come up with something. But basically, it's the State of SOC. Friday night is the State of SOC night. And you will get the opportunity to come and meet. We're going to have a panel there. This is for any referral partner. You can even bring guests if you want, but it's primarily designed for all referral partners to come and learn the State of SOC and the vision of Send Out Cards. So to put on that presentation will be the CDO, which is myself, talking the visionary stuff. The CEO, Greg Breyers, will also be in attendance and on that panel talking about the CEO stuff and the State of SOC. And Jordan Adler and any of our Eagles that are in attendance would be invited to be on that panel, and we'll talk about the State of SOC and where Send Out Cards is going. That's on a Friday night. So if you, like, let's say if you're anywhere close to Houston on March 22nd and 3rd, you're going to want to be there for two reasons. First of all, brand new format of the Promptings Academy all day on Saturday. Great place for you to come and sharpen your own saw as well as bring guests to. But also come Friday night and get a special State of SOC type of training and type of information that you want to get. So March 22nd, Friday night will be that. 23rd will be the Promptings Academy all day long. And then Toronto, Canada on June 7th and 8th. So the 8th is a full day event, and the night of the 7th we'll do the same thing there as well. So we're excited about that. Greg, I don't know if you're on the operator side of the call tonight or not. Greg always listens in the call. He actually has our staff listening to this call each Monday night. So, Greg, if you're there, if you could just reach out to us for a second. Can you hear us?
I can. Can you guys hear me, Cody?
Yeah, so Greg, I just committed you to Friday nights at the Promptings Academy. I hope that's okay.
my beautiful bride and I will be there with bells on. So,
well, we're excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and you'll be able to see and feel the vision of Greg and Melody at those events, and what they bring to the table is just truly incredible. I mean, it's really, really neat to be a part of that. We have an amazing team together that's going to take us to the next level. So we're excited about that. Anything else you want to share with us tonight, Greg, or are you just ready to go back to work?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm at the office now. I'm ready to go back to work. I flew in, last night, again, for my 2 week stint, and the team is all here working hard, and working on all the things we talked about on last week's call. So a lot of energy here in the corporate office, a lot of excitement, and a lot of pride in the fact that, Cody, you can go be out in front as we got this. So very exciting to see you today out in Phoenix. I saw a couple of Facebook Lives. It looked like a really good event. And let us handle the wheels, and let's go go do our thing. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Greg. Appreciate it very much. So there you have it, everybody. That's our message for the night. Look forward to seeing you on a call again next week. Be looking at the schedule events. Oh, by the way, one other thing real quick. The couple of quick announcements before we log off. The first one is we have, you probably have already seen this, but we have extended the promotion on the Power of Human Connection book, The 2 Cents, is going to continue to run through February. That's people are really taking advantage of that. Lots and lots and lots of books are going out. Lots of results are coming as a result of it. We're actually putting together a large list of stories and testimonials of people who have sent cards with the book to people that, you know, their acquaintances and friends and whatnot that end up reading parts of the book and become members of Send Out Cards either as a customer or referral partner. So great, great stories, great success stories putting that together. Also, you'll notice CBO project. In fact, this is the biggest CBO project. And I'll talk about this probably more on next week's call. One of the biggest CBO projects is to keep the heart of Send Out Cards at the forefront of everything we do. It's a promise I made to my dad right before he passed away that I would always keep the heart of Send Out Cards in it. And we're doing some amazing things to keep the heart of Send Out Cards at the forefront of Send Out Cards. And if you haven't noticed, we're starting this video series. So we're doing these short 90-second videos that just highlight people's lives. We did the first one, you know, on a recovering a person with an addiction recovery, and we went through that. It was actually inspired by Paul Vandeveen, who's one of our referral partners. It was inspired by his story, so we put that video together. That was the first one that went out. The second one actually will probably be posted either tonight or tomorrow. You're going to see these videos. They're about 90 seconds so that you can share them with other people. They're very short. They usually tell some type of story. There's some type of quick message, and it's just a simple message from Send Out Cards. Those are designed to keep the heart of Send Out Cards at the forefront of everything that we do. So kudos to our team for that, by the way, our marketing team. The actual videography and editing is done by Bo Bateman, my son, who's done a great job with those. Brooke and the marketing team does their part in putting a lot of that together. There's a lot that goes into those. And just be looking forward to those. And when you see them, watch them and share them and comment on them, because those are the kind of things that really get exposure for you out there through social media. So thank you, everybody. Appreciate you being on tonight. We're going to turn it back on for you all to say goodbye to each other. So, Amberl, if you could do that, and we'll see you all soon. Take care, everybody.